time for the truth. Will you join me in the study of the precious Word of God that we may come to know and come to grow in the Lord Jesus? Book of Genesis, Genesis chapter 22, Genesis chapter 22, and we're going to begin reading with the third verse, Genesis chapter 22, verse 3. And so please that you will open your Bibles and follow along with me. I hope that you have the opportunity to do that. While you're doing that, I'd like to share with you that this program is brought to you by the folks at Parkview Bible Church. We're located over in Hamilton, Illinois, at 18th and Church Street. We're just one block north of the Dairy Queen, and I'm the pastor, Larry Mulch. If you would like to write to us, our mailing address is Parkview Bible Church, Post Office Box 43, Hamilton, Illinois, 62341. Our website, if you'd like to visit us there, is www.parkviewbiblechurch.org. Glad that you have joined us today, and look forward to this study. Genesis chapter 22, to begin reading with the third verse. And Abraham rose up early in the morning, saddled his ass, took two of his young men with him, and Isaac his son, and clave the wood for the burnt offering, and rose up and went unto the place which God had told him. Then on the third day Abraham lifted up his eyes and saw the place afar off. And Abraham said unto his young men, Abide ye here with the ass, and I and the lad will go yonder and worship and come again to you. And Abraham took the wood of the burnt offering and laid it upon Isaac his son. And he took the fire in his hand and a knife, and they went both of them together. Isaac spake unto Abraham his father and said, My father. And he said, Here am I, my son. He said, Behold the fire and the wood, but where is the lamb for the burnt offering? And Abraham said, My son, God will provide himself a lamb for a burnt offering. So they went both of them together, and they came to the place which God had told him of. And Abraham built an altar there, and laid the wood in order, and bound Isaac his son, and laid him on the altar upon the wood. Abraham stretched forth his hand, and took the knife to slay his son. And the angel of the Lord called unto him out of heaven, and said, Abraham, Abraham. And he says, Here am I. And he said, Lay not thine hand upon the lad, neither do thou anything unto him. And now I know that thou fearest God, seeing thou hast not withheld thy son, thine only son, from me. And Abraham lifted up his eyes and looked, and behold, behind him a ram caught in a thicket by his horns. And Abraham went and took the ram and offered him up for a burnt offering in the stead of his son. And Abraham called the name of that place Jehovah Jireh, as it is said to this day, In the mount of the Lord it shall be seen. And the angel of the Lord called unto Abraham out of heaven the second time, and said, By myself have I sworn, saith the Lord, for because thou hast done this thing, and hast not withheld thy son, thine only son, that in blessing I will bless thee, and in multiplying I will multiply thy seed as the stars of the heaven, and as the sand which is upon the seashore, and thy seed shall possess the gate of his enemies, and in thy seed shall all the nations of the earth be blessed, because thou hast obeyed my voice. So Abraham returned unto his young men, and they arose and rose up and went together to Beersheba, and Abraham dwelt in Beersheba. Let's begin with prayer before we start the study. Father, I thank you for this time, this opportunity to come together to study your word. It's a wonderful opportunity. I love the studies. I love preaching your word, whether it be to the Sunday school class on Sunday morning as we're fellowshipping and proclaiming your word, or the message, or Sunday night or Wednesday night, or now this opportunity we have upon the radio. Please, Lord, that you will guide and lead us, and that we'll speak your word clearly, we'll speak your word truly, and we'll learn of all these pictures that will just comfort our hearts. Father, if we're listening and we do not know you as our Savior, that today will be the day that our hearts will be convicted, and we will recognize that we're sinners and we're lost, and we need you to come into our heart, Lord Jesus. You need to save us, and we need to possess the Holy Spirit within our lives and within our hearts. So please, Lord, that you will do that mighty work today in all those who do not know you, and all those that do, please, Lord, that you will grow us closer to you each and every day. And I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. It's a wonderful opportunity we have to come together. I'm glad that you've joined us today, and we've kind of had this over three different times now, this being the third. The first time we just read through this 22nd chapter concerning Abraham and his call from the Lord to take Isaac, his son, his only son, and offer him up as a sacrifice. And so we followed that, and we made some discussions, some comments, some suggestions about the how it compares so much to the Lord Jesus. And then last time we were together, we kind of started over again, and we got down through to the eighth verse concerning this picture that we have that so clearly, and we backed it all up with scripture verses so that there's no question that it's not something that I'm just looking at that's not real. It's something that is very real, and it's something that we need to see and not miss. And we're going to continue this study today. And again, as we find ourselves here in the seventh verse, just to back up just a little bit, because we need to kind of introduce the eighth verse. And Isaac spake unto Abraham his father and said, My father, and he says, Here am I, my son. And he said, Behold the fire and the wood, but where is the lamb for a burnt offering? And Abraham said, My son, God will provide himself a lamb for a burnt offering. So they went both of them together. And that's the seventh and the eighth verse. God will provide himself. That's very clear. That's to be translated, Abraham says God himself is going to be the lamb of sacrifice. God himself is going to be that lamb. Now, we're going to look into some scripture verses here of Hebrews chapter 11. So take your Bible, and again, you know how I always have more than one, so that I can leave the one at the scripture verse, and I can take the other, and then I can look back and forth to the references. It helps me so much to learn God's Word and to be able to find. I'm constantly searching through God's Word. I hope you're very familiar with God's Word and know where to find what you're looking for, and know where to have a continual study that you can enjoy the Word of God. Abraham chapter 11, Hebrews chapter 11, talking about Abraham. Hebrews chapter 11, verses 12 and 13. Therefore sprang there even of one, and him as good as dead, so many as the stars of the sky in multitude, and as the sand which is by the seashore innumerable. These all died in faith, having received the promise, but having seen them afar off, and were persuaded of them, and embraced them, and confessed that they were strangers and pilgrims on the earth. As we look at the example that's beginning to come here and come to full light, this beautiful picture. Abraham brought Isaac. He thought from the day he left, where we started reading in verse 3, rose up early in the morning. 3 days they journeyed, and they came to the place, came to the spot. And Abraham and Isaac had this question of Abraham. You know, I see everything else, I see all the parts and everything that we need concerning this offering and this sacrifice, but where is the lamb? And then he makes it very clear that God himself will be that sacrifice. Now, Abraham, I believe, was fully aware and knew that he was going to have to kill his son. Now, you think about that. But I believe Abraham, from the time he left those 3 days, in his mind, Isaac was dead. Isaac was as dead, because he just, can you imagine that walk, knowing what you're going to have to do or what God has asked you to do? I'm sure that was a quiet walk, wasn't it? I'm sure it was. And as those things, you know, when you're traveling and something's on your mind, you know, you don't visit much with your with your spouse or with whoever's riding with you, you're just kind of quiet because something's bothering you just a little bit. You suppose that Abraham was the same way when they walked these 3 days with the two young men and then Isaac and Abraham. It was kind of a quiet walk, kind of a sober time. And they, because Abraham knew what he was called upon to do, and so he was going to follow that and follow every bit of it. And so it just proceeded. And when they got to the place, well, then Isaac had this question. But Abraham, in his answer, he knew by faith. He did not experience the death, burial, and resurrection of the Lord Jesus, but by faith he knew it was coming. And he knew that there was a couple of things that's going to have to happen here. He was prepared to kill his son because God had called him upon to do that. But he knew just as well that God was going to raise him from the dead, because even though when Abraham, when he was dead, physically dead, he was able to give birth to this child. Sarah was physically dead. Through faith, also Sarah herself received strength to conceive seed and was delivered of a child when she was past age, because she judged him faithful who had promised. And that's the 11th verse. And now to the 12th and 13th that we just read, I'm still back there in Hebrews. And again, you can see there I'm looking back and forth, and it just helps me so much to study and to learn God's Word. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 12, therefore sprang there even of one, and him as good as dead, so many stars as the stars of the sky in the multitude, as the sand which is by the seashore innumerable. These all died in faith, not having received the promise, but having seen them afar off. Abraham knew. Number one, Abraham was physically dead when he was able to father Isaac. But in his mind, Isaac was also dead. Therefore sprang there even of one, and him as good as dead, as so many as the stars of the sky in multitude. The promise was there. Abraham knew that he was going to raise his son. And Abraham knew that there's something to come. There's something to come. We've had the picture over and over again. The offerings, the burnt offerings, the sacrifices. All this was done, even though we haven't gotten to the law yet, and yet Abraham practiced this as Adam did, and on through to Moses, from Adam to Abraham, and now we're doing this wonderful present and wonderful picture here of Isaac. And God knew. Abraham said, "My son, God will provide himself a lamb for a burnt offering." So they went, both of them together. Again, he's going to be the lamb of sacrifice. And I believe Abraham knew that. It was to come. It was coming in the future. There needs to be a substitute here. And so God knew Abraham's heart. But this test was here. In verse 10, Abraham stretched forth his hand and took the knife to slay his son. He had full plans of carrying out the wishes, the plans of God. And an angel of the Lord called unto him out of heaven and said, "Abraham, Abraham." And he said, "Here am I." Now you think about how wonderful it is to be listening to the Lord, to follow him ever so closely, you know, to get the directions to go to this Mount Moriah, as we had talked about last time we were together, to follow those directions. He followed where the Lord was taking him. But as you look through this, you know, we find here that each time he was listening, even when his son spoke, he said the same words, "Here am I." Abraham was listening, but he was most importantly listening to his Heavenly Father, to God the Father. The angel of the Lord called unto him, the pre-incarnate Christ, said, "Abraham, Abraham," with the hands outstretched, the hands, the arms outstretched, and the hands clenched around that knife to bring it right down into Isaac's chest. Jesus calls to him. Pre-incarnate Christ calls to him. He says, "Abraham, Abraham." And he says, "Here am I." And he said, "Lay not thine hand upon the lad, neither do thou anything unto him. For now I know that thou fearest God, seeing thou hast not withheld thy son, thine only son, from me." And Abraham lifted up his eyes and looked, and behold, behind him a ram caught in a thicket by his horns. And Abraham went and took the ram and offered him up for a burnt offering in the stead of his son. This innocent substitute. You know, Isaac, to a point, could represent the Lord Jesus Christ, but only to a point. To have put Isaac to death and for him to be raised again, God could have done. But that wouldn't have been the picture that we need. The picture we need is to show that everyone needs a substitute. Even Isaac, he needed a substitute. There can only be a picture that lasted so long, that was ever so clear, until it had to come and it had to stop. And then the substitute comes and takes place. Because you see, Isaac is a sinner, born into sin. He could not be the Savior of the world. But the picture we're to see here is the Lord Jesus. In Abraham's heart, Isaac had been dead for 3 days. In Abraham's heart, he knew the words of God and the promises of God were right and were true, and he knew he was going to raise Isaac from the dead. So he came to do the work of God, whatever he was called upon to do. But notice, as we've just said, he listened. He listened ever so closely as the Lord spoke to him. And then we have this beautiful saying unto his son, "My son, the Lord himself, the Lord, my son, God himself, God will provide himself a lamb for a burnt offering. He will be the sacrifice." God himself will be the sacrifice. Abraham continued through the process. He had bound his son. He had placed his son upon the altar. And he stretched forth the knife. And that's when the angel of the Lord, pre-incarnate Christ, calls to him. And he says, "Here am I." And he says, "Don't lay a hand on your son. Neither do thou anything unto him. For now I know that thou fearest God, seeing that thou hast not withheld thy son, thine only son, from me." What a beautiful picture. This innocent substitute, Isaac, represented the Lord Jesus. But it could only go so far to see that. Let's look to 2 Corinthians. I'm taking my time here today because I want you to see this. I want you to see that you need a substitute. In this picture, that it come to an end because Isaac could only go so far. And the same way with your life, it's going to come to an end. There's got to be this perfect sacrifice to take care of your sin. And I don't care how perfect you think you are, you're not perfect. You need a substitute. You need somebody to take your place. And Jesus Christ did. And he died on the cross. He was perfect. He could take and did take our sin away. He answered the cost. The price of sin was death. That's the cost. Somebody had to pay that cost. Nobody could pay it. Nobody could pay it. And so I had to pay my own debt. And so for that, since I couldn't pay my debt, I could not get back into fellowship with God. So I was bound for hell. You're the same way. But I came by faith to Jesus Christ. And when I came by faith to Jesus, when I looked to Him and come by faith, He saved me. He took my sin away. And that open door is there for you if you'll just call upon Him. But please come and please call. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 21. For He hath made Himself to be sin for us. He knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in Him. Isaac needed somebody to be a substitute for him, and so do we. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 24. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 24. Who His own self bare our sins in His own body on the tree, that we, being dead to sins, should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes we were healed. The Lord Jesus Christ saved us by the work that He did upon Calvary. As we continue through these verses of Scripture back in Genesis 22, Abraham lifted up his eyes and looked, and behold, behind him a ram caught in a thicket by his horns. And Abraham went and took the ram and offered him up for a burnt offering in the stead of his son. And Abraham called the name of the place Jehovah Jireh, as it is said to this day, in the mount of the Lord it shall be seen. Abraham for 3 days saw his son Isaac was dead. He knew he was going to die, and he was the same as dead for those 3 days. But he believed that God would raise him from the dead, because he knew the word of God was true, and the promise that he had received, that promise was through Isaac, and he knew that. So he knew God was going to have to raise Isaac back up. He didn't know how he was going to do it. He didn't know the time schedule when he was going to do it, but he knew he was going to do it. But what Abraham didn't realize is that God was not going to require him to do that. God allowed this ram to be caught in the thicket. And when pre-incarnate Christ, the Lord Jesus, spoke to him and said, Abraham, Abraham, and he says, here am I. And he says, lay not a hand upon the son. I know that thou fearest God, seeing thou hast not withheld thy son, thine only son, from me. And that's when Abraham lifted up his eyes. He saw the ram in the thicket, and he caught him and offered that for a burnt offering. And there stands his son, raised from the dead in Abraham's mind, in Abraham's heart, raised from the dead. What a wonderful picture. Let's look at Hebrews chapter 11. Hebrews chapter 11. We have taken 3 times together to kind of go through this, and we'll continue and move on next time. But I want you to see that. I want you to see this as one of the most beautiful pictures of what takes place. Relationship between the Father and the Son, God the Father, God the Son, the Lord Jesus, Abraham and Isaac. And then it comes to all the way to a point to where but it has to come to an end, because Isaac could not be that sacrifice. Hebrews chapter 11. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 17. By faith Abraham, when he was tried, offered up Isaac, and he that had received the promises offered up his only begotten son, of whom it was said that in Isaac shall thy seed be called. Look at that beautiful picture that we had, accounting that God was able to raise him up, even from the dead, from whence also he received him in a figure. The promise, the hope, the beautiful picture that is given here, It is wonderful as we look through God's Word concerning Abraham and Isaac. Isaac being the substitute, to a point, the offering. And then it came to an end where Isaac could no longer carry that out, and he needed a substitute, an offering, a sacrifice. And God provided that, but not before the words were spoken of who would truly and really carry that offering out and have it to be a perfect, perfect picture that we have. You know, these two types that we have here. Isaac is a figure of Christ. The ram that is caught in the thicket is a total innocent sacrifice. You see, Isaac was a sinner, and so he could not be the totally perfect innocent sacrifice. He couldn't, because he was a sinner. But now you look over at this ram in the thicket. What did he have to do with this? Nothing. Nothing. And that's the same way concerning our sin. Jesus Christ had nothing to do with me committing sin and me being a sinner. And yet, he came and offered himself as a perfect sacrifice. That ram that was caught in the thicket, he was a clear type, a beautiful picture of Jesus Christ. All this is together. All this looks beautiful from the very first that we received the picture with Adam and Eve. Remember the first thing that they did, trying to make things right after they had eaten of the forbidden fruit? They made fig leaves and made themselves garments so that they could cover themselves. But you know what happened, and you know what took place very quickly. The Lord Jesus had come, and I believe had taken two lambs, had slain those lambs, and put those bloody skins up on Adam and Eve, because it needed to picture the innocent sacrifice that was going to come, that required, and that's the Lord Jesus Christ, a total, complete, innocent sacrifice. What a beautiful way that God has chosen to buy us, and yet such a painful way for Him. Let's read just a second here from Isaiah 53, verse 5 and 6. It says, "But He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon Him, and with His stripes we are healed. All we like sheep have gone astray, and we have turned every one to his own way. And the Lord hath laid on Him the iniquities of us all." Jesus Christ, the substitute. And then if you look at 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 21, "For He hath made Him to be sin for us, who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in Him." Look at these beautiful pictures that we have. And all this is built around this offering up of Isaac. The relationship between Isaac and Abraham. The relationship between God the Father and God the Son. The relationship between Isaac and the ram that was caught in the thicket. The picture of the risen Son that Abraham had brought back down, as we read down in verse 19, "So Abraham returned unto his young men." And you know who was with him? Isaac was with him. Isn't that wonderful? This innocent substitute, the one that bore our sins. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 24. "Who his own self bare our sins in his own body on the tree, that we, being dead to sin, should live unto righteousness." The innocent sacrifice paid the price. Wonderful. It's beautiful. Please, that you see the beautiful picture that we have presented to us here in these verses of Scripture. Now, we're just about finished with this chapter, and we have spent three times together looking at this picture, each time just making it a little fuller for you. And I hope that you've seen everything that we've looked at, but I guarantee you that you won't exhaust it, because you can read it over and over again looking for the truths in God's Word, and God just continues to make it a wider, more beautiful picture continually. You know, dear friend, we look at Abraham and Isaac, and we talk about God the Father and God the Son. We've talked about Adam and Eve. But we also now need to look clearly right to you. My dear friend, what are you going to do about Jesus?